Ladies and gentlemen, Project Sisyphus proudly presents An Evening with Spaff and Company. Starring in the live Good Time Tonight Funkian Review Show. With your hosts, Luke Ski and Carrie Dalby.
Everything's awesome.
Everything's awesome. Just take a look around you.
You just can't go wrong.
Everything's awesome. The possibilities may astound you.
That's right. Let's hear it once again for our astounding house band, Wingard and the Oscar Possibilities.
Aren't they great?
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to another fun-filled show. We have a lot of great stuff for you this week. First off, we'll have our resident storytellers, the Robert Brothers, London Balder, come on out and tell us the tall tale of Eric's coal mine.
And then it will be off to the kitchen to cook up some fan cuisine with our resident chef, Diver Spass.
Tonight he'll show us how to make frozen dessert treats for all your emo teens, some delicious gothsicles.
After that, he'll whip up a power salad with some hot waffles and soggy potato chips.
Throw in some toast for me.
And some bacon.
After that, it'll be time for everybody's favorite chimpanzee pirate, so gather the kiddies around the TV for a visit with Sea Monkey.
He'll be showing the kids what he's got in his magical shoebox. Now, doesn't that sound like fun?
Then we'll go to our political corner with folk musician Tom Smith. He has a new ditty in which he compares our modern-day politicians to a certain barnyard animal. And I think you'll all be surprised which one it is.
Is it a pig?
Yes.
Wow, I never would have guessed. That.
You just... Then we'll have a news report from Bob Ricci.
A business report from Raymond Scum.
A weather report from Paul Storm.
A science report from Dr. J. Particle.
An art report from Mr. Schlosser.
He said, she said with Carl and Carla.
And to close out, we'll have that big singing group with the positive attitude, the Flibberty Gibbet Bards, and their new hit song, Working in the Rest of the References. Now, doesn't that sound like a great show? Carrie, what's wrong?
I'm sad.
Well, that's not right. Can't you see what a great show we have tonight?
It's just that, how am I supposed to enjoy this high-quality network television variety programming when there's so much strife on the other side of the world?
Well, like what?
Like the Iraqis and Iranians. The Sunnis and the Shiites, the noble houses who control all the melange, not to mention the sandworm attacks.
Carrie, you're confusing reality with the novel Dune again.
Women are dumb.
Well, there are many different factions out there, and their main problem seems to be that they can't come to realize that while they do have differences, they also have many things in common, and in finding those commonalities, they can grow to understand each other and put an end to their conflicts.
But where can they all find these commonalities?
They can find them if they would all just read from The Good Book.
You mean The Good Book by Frank Herbert?
Why, of course not, you lovable dingbat. I'm talking about The Good Book by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Wow, can we sing about it?
I thought you'd never make an obvious song cue.